This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is September the 11th, 2023, 22 years later. We still remember. We will never forget. And I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as on the Salem Media Group, with some of the largest radio markets in the country listening to us right now, and we thank them so very much for that honor, as well as, by the way, being on many leading independents around the countryside, including our new friends out there in Las Vegas. And, of course, we also broadcast, we stream live on the Internet, all around the world. You can hear us over there. And don't forget, we're also on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And for everybody that's working on the Third Watch today, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers who the long-haul guys are working today, the short delivery guys aren't, as you well know, and suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the petroleum products so that we can get on down the highway. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on True Social. We're also on X at Captain's America is how you find us over there. And our website is CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check us out. And joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
All righty. And we've got our good friend Frank Silvato on this most reverent day in the fire service. 343 is the battle cry that you'll hear all day long. And we'll be talking about that in a couple minutes because I know Kyle had a question. But Frank Silvato, a brother of the badge, retired firefighter, undergroundusa.com, the website. And, of course, don't forget Nullification, the book. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Kidd.
And always a pleasure, my friend, and especially today a little bit more than any other day because of what we have to go through today and remember all those that we lost. Now, how about saying the pledge? Everybody ready?
You got it.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, where were you on September 11th?
Well, on September 11th, I was just walking through the door at work, getting out of my car, and I heard the radio, and they said that a small plane had hit one of the towers in New York. And when we got in, I flipped on the TV to take a look what was going on, and you could tell immediately it wasn't a small plane. And as we watched, then we saw the second plane. You know, we ever the world watched the second plane slam into the second tower.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew right there that this was coordinated, this was purposeful, and that our country was under attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I remember seeing that second plane from the cab of my truck, sitting in the jump seat, the officer's seat, and for some reason I hit the radio on my shoulder. I hit the push the talk button, and I said, "My God, we're at war." And that was my thought.
Well, I think it was everybody's thought. If we weren't at war, we were going to war.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no way that we were going to stand for this. The vision, the looking at it was so horrific. I'm sure for you, seeing it in person, probably 10 times as much. But it was this hollow feeling in your stomach that just went, wow, this is going to be a day that changes the face of the world. And it certainly did. It, you know, everything changed. I remember days afterwards driving by O'Hare Airport, and it was eerie because there wasn't a plane in the sky. There was, when you passed the airport and looked down, airplanes were all over the field and nothing was moving. It was just an eerie thought. And this was in the aftermath when everybody was still numb. Nothing was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was as it was before. And quite honestly, at least for me, it's never gotten back to that normal before. You know, it's done now. The world has changed. Our lives have changed. I am positive that's the way people felt after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being able to see it because of technology today from everywhere in the world, you know, it was just numbing. It was numbing. And then the anger set in. And quite honestly, Matt, I still have that flame of that anger. It's deep in my heart that someone could do something like that to people. You know, I don't care if you disagree with what we do politically, and I don't care if you think our culture is horrible. Nothing gives you the right to slaughter 3,000 people because of the way that you think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and hold that thought. And, folks, I want to say thank you and good morning to Jeanette in Loveland, Colorado, for her very kind words. She just sent me a direct message, and thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll be back with more with Kyle Warren and Frank Silvallo from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. Check out Kyle's website, too. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the market for a new vehicle, Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
All righty, MossNissan.com. That's MAUSNissan.com. Go over there, check it out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll save yourself a bunch of money. All right, well, we are talking today on September the 11th, 2023, 22 years after the fact. I've got my brother firefighter, Frank Salvato, with me, and I've also got Kyle Warren. First of all, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right, good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller in right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Good morning, Matt. This is Steve from Sarasota. Truck driver Steve.
Hi there, Steve. How are you?
Frank and Kyle, good. I just want to let you know I was in New Jersey on the New Jersey Turnpike listening to a famous radio host, and he had said that an airplane had hit the tower, and I was down towards the bottom of New Jersey at that time. Mm-hmm. And when he had said that, I'm going, that's almost impossible.
Now, you just broke up a little bit. You wondered what, sir?
I'm just saying they just don't run into towers like that.
No.
You know, and you know, I grew up with airplanes. My dad was head of the FAA Air Carrier District out in Colorado. You know, World War II pilot, and that was just impossible to see happening. And then when they said the second one hit, I'm going like, yeah, something's going on here. This is an attack on us.
Yeah, well, I saw.
Also,
go ahead.
Also, when the one hit the Pentagon, you know, my dad and I had gone down to Washington, D.C. My dad had flown the Air Force One way back in the day, and we had seen the results from the Pentagon, and to look at that was very eerie.
Yeah.
With the building, you know, half gone and where it had gone through. And my dad always said that was impossible. for that to happen like that. To come up over Arlington, I had to come up over the top of the hill
right.
and down into the Pentagon. And my dad was he investigated a lot of crashes, and for that to happen, he said that was almost impossible for that plane to come up over the top of that hill and come down and had to graze it down and run into that building to hit it like that.
Yeah.
I had taken my daughter 2 weeks before into those Twin Towers. We had gone up to the top and looked at it. And then you go down and look at it now. If anybody's gone down there, you look at it and it's very eerie. You know, you feel everything when you go down there. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tragedy happened.
Yeah. I know
that's all I wanted to say. Have a great day. That's all I wanted
well,
to say.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Think about it all the time. Thank you.
Chuck them safe, my friend. Okay. Frank. Frank, he's not saying anything that I don't thoroughly. Whoops, wait a minute. Doggone it. I just hung up on Frank. Kyle, he's not saying anything that I don't particularly agree with, totally.
Well, right. I mean, all the dynamics of how these planes were put into their positions and so forth has been under great scrutiny for 22 years. But I think one of the most important aspects, of course, is the fact that you have these hijackers. And a lot of people think, well, you know, people just don't understand America. They don't understand how good we are and this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these hijackers lived among us. They got up every day and they met people here in the United States, but yet they still trained to fly those planes, and they didn't blink an eye when they got that opportunity. I think that's a very important thing to remember.
Yeah, and Frank, sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button. I wound up hanging up on you. So you're back. But, you know, the thing of it is as firefighters, and we need to talk a little shop here right now, as firefighters, this is one of the most reverent days in the fire service, remember, right now, because Kyle asked me a question. He said, how come we still see the fire trucks driving around with the American flags on them and the number 343? Well, it's pretty simple. They haven't forgot, number one, and 343 is the standard by which we live that remembers it for us.
Well, yeah, and this is something that started. You were never going to forget it, the fire service, whether you're active or retired. Volunteer or paid.
Yep.
You put on the helmet, the bunker gear, and you've joined the brotherhood. 343 personifies for a lot of people the dedication that firefighters and first responders have to run towards the danger and not away from it. I think the picture that the quintessential picture of 343 is that the famous picture of the firefighter going up the stairwell on 9/11.
Yep.
When you see his face, you see not only the seriousness of what he's doing as everybody's passing and going down the stairwell.
Yep.
But the understanding that he knows that he's probably not coming down.
Yep.
But yet he's still climbing the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dedication to others that 343 means. And that's why it's on the flags, and that's why those flags stay on the fire trucks.
And my friend, Battalion Chief Number 7, Oriel Palmer, who is a legend in the New York Fire Department, the Fire Department of New York, because of what he did, managed to get all the way to the 79th floor, not once, but two or three times, because he had to do a series of maneuvers to get there.
Yeah, there's people don't understand that some people do. I'm not saying that all people don't. But when those planes hit the building, the structure changed.
Yep.
It wasn't just going up a stairwell. Nope. There were all of the conveniences that you have in a building of that size and height. It all turned into a maze of twisted metal.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't just going up a stairwell. You got to a certain place, there was nowhere to go. You had to figure out a way to get beyond the damage to the building to get above it. And then to get back down, you had to remember how to get back down because it was all a new pattern.
And what people forget about is the fact that all that fuel and all that crap was going down the stairwells and down the elevator shafts along with you.
Yeah. It was a completely, it's not anything that you had been through ever before. You know, so for each man going up those stairs, each man and woman going up those stairs, what they met was a maze that they had no idea how to navigate. Nevertheless, they did. Mm-hmm. And with dedication to their mission is to get up, get people, try to get them back down. And, you know, as this day went on from the moment that the planes hit, I think every person who entered those towers knew that it was just a matter of time before the instability caused a collapse.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
so they were working against the clock.
And by the way, I want to say hello to, don't know his name, but a retired police dispatch supervisor. And he has contacted me and said that he appreciates what we've been doing here today. And I want him to know that we appreciate him and everything that he did, too. So let me real quick go over here and grab a call. Bag M and Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Make it quick.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering, since 9/11 happened back then, has there been any more of a regulations and background checks as to who they teach these flying skills to? Because I know that the people that were teaching these guys how to fly were a little bit suspicious of them, and I was wondering if that has come to pass at all. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, I don't know. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I believe that the response, our federal government's response to that was, if you see something, say something,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Because if money, you know, money talks in the United States, and you've got people who will do anything for the right amount of money, no matter how suspicious somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to personal integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And the spotlight was on these flight schools for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it still exists.
All right, hold on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Matt. It's John Burns from your old friend from Concerned Veterans for America.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, yeah. You want to render something about September 11th.
Well, I'm on a minute or so early, but yes, we were going to talk about our shared experiences on September 11th and how it's affected us over the last 22 years.
Well, hold on a minute, because you're going to be joining myself and Frank Salvato and Kyle Warren. We're going to have a little round table here, because we've got so much stuff that has transpired since then, and the way we deal with situations like this, and like you said, the training of the people. I don't think anybody's going to walk up to a flight school and say, I want to learn how to fly the plane. I don't want to learn how to take off or land. I don't think that's going to happen anymore, do you? Jeez.
No, not at all.
All right, well, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to have a little round panel discussion here. When we come back, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. At 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News update. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state and in Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference that the stolen white van he was using was discovered abandoned.
After an extensive search, the vehicle was discovered abandoned in a field behind a barn in East Nantmeal Township. Investigators have been searching the area around that location since that time.
Cavalcante is now clean-shaven, wearing a light green hoodie. The end may be in sight as Phoenix continues to endure an historic heat wave, with temperatures expected to hit 111 degrees on Sunday. The excessive heat warning was set to expire at 8 p.m. Sunday night. Meteorologists anticipate highs of 106 on Monday and 102 on Tuesday. And the U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada in the bronze medal game. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Yep, Relief Factor, a product I take every single day. And I have for 13 years. Why? Because it works. And last night, I had a problem going on with my left hand and wrist and my little finger, which is like jammed. I don't know how I did it. But my whole left hand was like just aching. And I said, man, this isn't good. So I took some Relief Factor on top of what I already taken early in the morning. And in about 15 minutes, it was gone. The pain was gone. The irritation was gone. And I feel a whole lot better. So that's how it works for me. And it's 100% drug-free, and I like that even more. But if you want to find out what I found out about Relief Factor, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. And while you're there, you'll see some vitamin B12 and some C and D3 and some other things in there. And I do take that, too, and I get it from them because it seems to be working for me as good as a Relief Factor. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week quick start. Give it a shot and see what happens for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And we've got John from Concerned Veterans for America. And, John, what we're talking about today is we're kind of having a little roundtable discussion about September 11th, 2001, and what it meant to a lot of us at in the fire service. You know, if you were there, you were there, and you were in it, and you don't need to say
whole heck of a lot because everybody saw what was going on television. But I'm going to tell you, it was worse than what you saw.
Yes, sir.
So go ahead, sir.
So I was uptown that morning at Hunter College. I was a adult student, a veteran of the Marine Corps, and I was serving in the Army National Guard when about 20 after 9 that morning, a young lady in the back of the classroom announced a plane hit the World Trade Center. And it took about 15 minutes of reporting and her updating us a couple of times to realize what had really happened, that there had been a terrorism attack. And I raced down to the, I'm sure you're familiar with the 69th Armory on Lexington Avenue.
I am.
And you know, it was, it eventually became the Family Relief Center, while my company and other companies, ended up, that night, pulling security for the fire department, on Canal Street and for the next, 12 nights, pulling security even closer on the footprint for you guys. It was for us a very frustrating day because we weren't able to get down there and assist you guys directly for the first, you know, 12, 13 hours. But I remember just vividly, the smoke in the air, the smell, even as far north as a mile and a half north of there. Mm-hmm. I remember racing, from the armory around 11 a.m., down to, Union Square to Barnes & Noble on Union Square, to get every map of New York City that Barnes & Noble had because, mm-hmm. National Guard Armory had plenty of maps of places like Fort Drum, Fort Dix, Fort Campbell, but they had no maps of Manhattan. For those of us who were there, it was just, the most vivid day in the history of our lives, as I know it was for you guys because you were there. And one of the biggest things that happened that week was, when guys who were firefighters who had responded with the FDNY mm-hmm. started eventually coming up to our line just to let us know they were still alive. The interesting thing about New York City, almost all the police in my unit came to my unit rather than going to the NYPD to respond in, but all the firefighters went in that morning.
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had 10,000 firefighters on the ground by 8 o'clock the next morning.
Yep.
Yep. Now, and I will tell you this, because I remember making a comment when I saw some of the military starting to stream our way. I said we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right. I said that to some of the men that I was with because everybody was kind of moaning and groaning and thinking how bad things were. And boy, we're in it now. I said nope, we're going to be okay. Take a look. And here came the guys in the fatigues down the street. I don't know. Some of them were regular Army. Some of them were Navy. Some of them were recruiters. But they all came in unison. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Some guys self-deployed that day. I wish I had self-deployed in some levels, but you know what? We were more effective as a unit getting ourselves together and being 12 hours late.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, how about yourself?
Well, you know, you have to, again, this goes back to the unknown of that day. You know, being down there and being faced with that kind of a challenge from a tactical point of view, and seeing all your brothers there who are feeling the same way,
mm-hmm.
looking at something that hasn't happened before, and then seeing the culmination of all of the people who responded in uniform, whether it was first responders or military, you kind of get the feeling that, you know, it's going to take some work, it's going to take some time, and we're going to have to get our communications together and our command together, but we will prevail over this. That's mm-hmm. the mindset of the people who put on the uniform every day.
Yeah, and of course we had the donut dollies, and we had the Salvation Army, and we had the churches, and we had people just showing up from just wherever with sandwiches and donuts and coffee and milk and soda and water, whatever. I mean, it was unbelievable. And like I say, folks, people forget how this country came together and stayed that way for quite a long time. We need to get back to that, and we need to think about that, because this is what America's all about.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's what my memorial piece is about that today.
Yes.
It's about the divider. It's about the dividers and how we all have to stand together shoulder to shoulder as Americans who love freedom
mm-hmm.
and liberty and our type of government. And how we have to recognize the dividers
mm-hmm.
and rise up above them. And sadly, you know, coming out of 9/11, when we were all people who are working shoulder, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
We were of an American mindset. Sadly, it was the politicians who divided us.
That's
so
right.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yep, I remember. Kyle, how about yourself?
Well, one of the takeaways, I think, especially from 9/11, is the idea that anybody in our country could be on the front lines, literally, of a war, of the war on terror at any moment, at any time. And that's why I think this is one of the reasons, too, why we see the American flags on the fire trucks, because they're literally the first people who are going to be in the game if any other kind of attack ever happens. And so I think it galvanized Americans. It also gave us a real different perspective because the show had come to our shores. And even so, by trying to move that show, I think that was one of the great things about the war on terror, is it took it away from the shores of America and over to Afghanistan.
By the way, breaking news, Kim Jong-un has departed for Russia on his train.
I hope he has a nice trip on his future.
I can just imagine that train with all the, you know, it's a fortified train. You know that, right?
Well, maybe he's headed over to Alaska to see our president, who's not going to be in New York City this morning.
All right, well, John, we're running out of time here, so cv4a.org is the website, cv4a.org.
Yes,
you want us to know anything else?
Well, just, you know, as you were talking, we came together that day. A lot has divided us since then. Endless wars on terror that should have ended 10, 12 years before they did. Lack of care for our veterans. And as you mentioned, CV4A is where people can find that out. But let's come together on this September 11th and take care of our veterans. That's the big thing at CV4A. We think veterans deserve the kind of choice in their health care. We think that the government owes it to veterans to do its best for them and not the bureaucracy itself. And September 11th is a great day to remember those who spent the last 22 years serving their country.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling in, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you again.
God bless America. Okay, well, Mr. Frank, we're going to be running out of time here in about a minute. What are your last thoughts?
Well, it goes back to the divide that we have today. Coming out of 9/11 is manufactured for political opportunistic purposes. We need to rise above the politics that has so permeated our society today, and get back to that cohesive brother and sisterhood that we had on 9/11. When Americans come together, no one can move us. No one can take us.
Nope.
So if we want to survive, we've got to get back to that. And that means flushing the politics down the toilet.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely, positively. Kyle, you got anything you want to add before Frank leaves?
Well, yeah, I appreciate what Frank is saying. I mean, all of the different things that we discuss in our society, in our government, the people, it means nothing if we're not here. And so we have to defend this nation that gives us the ability to have different opinions and make our way forward.
All right, well, Frank, we will talk to you on Friday. In the meantime, have yourself a great day, as great as it can be.
Stay low, my friend. Never forget.
I will never forget. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Kyle, you hang in there. Folks, you're coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback. Do a little wrap-up on some football and all that sort of stuff. And don't forget, today is September 11th, 2023. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, in this final segment of the program for a Monday, Patriot Day, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, when I first met Dominic, told me that he'd worked in New York and he'd been in law enforcement. I never thought much about it, but he did work in New York and he did work in law enforcement, and he wasn't around for September 11th, but he had just come down here and bought the business and started out. Having retired from what he was doing up there with the criminal system. He was working with the jail system. But anyway, he and his company has gone just from zero to hero. I mean, there's nobody that does it any better than Dominic's Blinds and Decor when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Now, they can install them, they can fix them, they can clean them, they can sell them. Whatever you need to have done, they can do. And they're just the best at it. They've done a number of things for me over the years, and I appreciate it so very much. And I will tell you that they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, of course, is 941-922-2345. That number again,
941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment for service or just stop on by the store. Now, they're local. They're experienced. They are Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right. Mr. Sports Zone Quarterback, sir, is right here. Hello, Mr. Sports Zone Quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning to all our Patriots out there from 9/11. Thank you for your service, Captain, when you were with the fire department there for 9/11. I don't know if the whole audience knows that, but now they do, who's ever listening across our great country. And you see a fireman today, policeman today, you know, go up and say, hey, we know you do a tough job, and we appreciate it. That's important, I feel. So I wanted to share that with everybody, Captain. And one last thing about that, then we'll get into sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It was 22 years ago today, Captain,
yep,
this occurred. And we have 22 suicides a day from people that served in our country.
That's right.
Okay, I'm sure from that also. So it's kind of significant. There's always help out there for you. Please get it. Suicide, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I tell everybody that. God bless you. There's friends, family out there, and people that are there to help you. So please do that.
Now I got to tell, right, I got to tell you something here. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys played the New York Giants and they won, right?
Yes, they did.
And they won big, right?
Oh, yes, they did.
You know what the good luck charm was?
What was the good luck charm, Captain?
The fire department of New York ball caps every one of those coaches was wearing.
There you go, Mike McCarthy down. Yeah, they sure were, Captain. That was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
No, they did a good job of, you know, showing that and representing for that, letting everybody know. So, and it was a great day in football. From the, you know, that game was a real unique game, 40-0.
Yeah.
Giants didn't even put a point on the board. And it's funny how football can go, just like in life, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
The momentum was something because, you know, the Giants drove all the way down to the 5-yard line, and they had goal to score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then they couldn't do anything, and then a bad snap, and then a sack all the way to the 30. 47-yard field goal attempt, gets blocked, they pick it up and go the distance for a touchdown.
Yep.
The whole game changed, whole momentum.
Yep.
And then they had a weird play, Saquon Barkley, great running back, caught the ball, and then it just popped out of his hands right into the DB's hands, and he returns it for a touchdown.
Yep.
That's when you're talking good luck charm, something was going their way. You said that right, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
No. And that's another thing that was very interesting. Division rivalries yesterday. Cowboys and Giants, 40-0. Okay. Raiders and Broncos, that was a good game. 17-16, division rivalry. Packers and Bears, though. The Bears really didn't show up. They got beat 38-20. It was really 38-13, and then they just gave them a prevent touchdown.
And who do they play next week?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers
in Tampa.
And the Buccaneers won 20-17, Captain. And I predicted that on the show, and everybody thought I was crazy, Captain.
I thought they were going to lose, but I didn't think it would be 20-17.
Oh, hey. They came. I thought it was going to be like a 24-21 game. That's what I predicted. I just feel that Baker Mayfield isn't as bad as everybody wants to make this.
Well, he finally woke up about halfway through the third quarter, and away we went.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and the Jaguars beat the Colts 31-21. And how about the Cleveland Browns, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people up there in Ohio listening to the show.
Yep.
They came through and beat the Bengals 24-3. Nobody would have predicted that, Captain. Everybody thought that Cincinnati should be on their way to go back to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
You know? But it's one game. I think people panic a lot, and it's not the way to do things. So I don't see, you know, that going on. Talk a little Major League Baseball, Captain, and Kyle. I know it's Kyle's favorite sport. And a lot of people's, it's America's sport. Football's kind of taken over, but we still all remember good old MLB. Cal, how have you been, sir?
I'm doing great, Patrick, and glad to talk with you this morning.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's always good to hear your voice. The Rays made a little bit of a, you know, pushback now. They won 6 out of the last 10, but they were 10. This one's really going to go down to the wire. They're 3 games back now, the Rays, to catch the Orioles. The Twins are pretty much sewn up the AL Central and really have to choke it. They're 7.5 games ahead of the Cleveland Ball Club. So I don't see that happening. So Rocco Baldelli will be leading the Twins into the playoffs. And then in the real barn burner, Cal's AL West division, the Astros, the Mariners, and the Rangers, they're all within striking distance of winning that. The Astros have been playing better, though. They're 6 out of their last 4. They're very fortunate. The Mariners and the Rangers have only been 3 out of their last 10. So that's pretty much that. In the American League and the National League, the Braves have it pretty well wrapped up, but the Phillies should get a wild card. The Brewers and the Cubs. The Cubs are only 3 games back to the Brewers, so that's going to go to the wire. And then also the West, the NL West. The Dodgers are just killing it out there over the Diamondbacks by 13 games. So that's going to be a fun wild card there between the Diamondbacks, Giants, and Phillies. We'll see who gets that wild card. Captain, Kyle, always a pleasure. God bless everybody.
Thank you. I'll say this.
Help out anybody with insurance needs. Give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Remember Patriots Day, everybody.
Yep.
Captain and Cal, talk to you all Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. And I'm going to close the show, folks. So something that we came in with. Remember, Kyle?
Yes.
War. I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. That day, see your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten?
Well, I haven't forgotten. Kyle, you haven't forgotten. The world hasn't forgotten. Those that I know haven't forgotten. And today, I'll be with a whole bunch of people at 8:30 at the Sarasota National Cemetery who haven't forgotten either. It's all about those that we lost. It's about remembering those that gave all so we could have some. Okay, folks. Kyle, I'll see you tonight. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And I'll see you folks down there in Sarasota this morning. And this afternoon, I'll be up at Mission Barbecue. Yep, Mission Barbecue, 12 noon. I'll be up there with the boys and girls from the Hillsborough County Fire Department. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.